share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Although the right to protest is considered a basic human right, in Malaysia, there have been plenty of instances where ordinary Malaysians have found themselves being questioned by the police simply for protesting. Recently, the hashtag Turun protest, involving various student-based organizations, took place around Pasar Seni on July 2 as they rallied against rising living costs. They were calling on the government to cut the minister's salaries and retain subsidies and threatened to keep protesting until their demands were met. Despite the peaceful protest, they recently announced that 8 of the participants in the student movement were brought in for questioning by the Dang Wangi District Police Headquarters. In a joint statement on their social media accounts, the Gabungan Jerakan Mahasiswa Student Body Coalition called on the authorities not to intimidate those who took part in the peaceful gathering. The student movement coalition shows solidarity and demands that the authorities do not intimidate those involved. We think that there is no need to investigate them because the right to assemble is enshrined in the constitution. Corrupt ministers are allowed to rule, however, students have their rights silenced, they added. Public outrage. The announcement by the student body sparked outrage as Malaysians rallied to show their support and condemn the police and the government for allegedly silencing the protesters. Is the government of the day scared of a bunch of students just practicing their noble rights in the country? Embarrassing. A user commented, Malaysia doesn't understand the concept of freedom of assembly. If you voice out a bit, you would immediately be silenced. Another netizen said that although they disagreed with the protest being held, it was still a foolish act by the police. Why must they be disturbed? There weren't many in attendance. The gathering didn't bring about a big impact. Not even to the level of disrupting public stability. There is no need for questioning. Stop it, they added. Meanwhile, politicians and political parties showed solidarity for those who were brought in. Former Minister of Education Drive Mazli Malik said, solidarity for the students. Thank you for expressing the views of the Rakyat. Political party MUDA wrote, the Rakyat is being oppressed. The Rakyat voices it out. The Rakyat gets called in for questioning. The Rakyat are fed up with this intimidation tactic. The Rakyat has the right to speak up to defend their rights. Protesting peacefully is not a crime. Stop manipulating to intimidate the Rakyat. What do you think? Should the participants even be questioned by the police? Let us know in the comments. Also read, hashtag Turun. Student movement threatens Govt with street protests if they don't fulfill 5 demands. Source. Twitter 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 source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.